Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hockensmith. And Dustin, when we finished up quarter number three, we were talking about the ability to recruit nationally versus recruiting regionally. And this is not totally black and white. There's shades of gray to it. And even when we talk about the 22 class, where Penn State has 10 commits from Pennsylvania, you still have commits from Florida and Ohio and Louisiana and Wisconsin. But one of the things I wanted to bring up, and this might be the example of how you conceivably could win this type of recruiting, and I want to look at Ohio State and the state of Ohio recruiting. Ohio State, no doubt, they recruit nationally. You know, we may be happy with Penn State's recruiting class in 22, where they have two top 100 players. But just to tell you the difference, Ohio State has seven top 100 players in this class. But an interesting aspect to that is, let's look at that quarterback position. Ohio State recruiting nationally, they went to Texas, of all places, and picked up the number one quarterback and the number one player in the country. And I believe his name is Quinn Ewers, number one quarterback in the country. But by them doing that nationally, guess what? Penn State was able to go into the state of Ohio and pick up a pretty good quarterback by the name of Drew Aller, who I think if Ohio State really pushed for him, there might have been a different result there.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State has a, and this is a good example too, Ohio State has a weird kind of thing that they're just not going to offer anybody from the state of Ohio. You know, it's been a while, I think, that since they've really recruited and signed a top Ohio quarterback. They're fine letting those guys get out of the state because they're recruiting at such a high level that their eyes are locked on, you know, more important targets. And they are in such a power position nationally that they don't have to worry about the message that sends to kids in Ohio. They, you know, they're not interested necessarily in dominating their backyard because they can dominate in so many other areas. And, you know, when you have proven it at the level that they've proven it when it comes to quarterback play and quarterback development and getting guys to the pros and running an offense that's going to put up points and guys, you know, being surrounded by five-star players everywhere, you know, Ohio State has their pick at quarterback. And so, you know, Drew Aller is a national quarterback recruit, but he still didn't make the cut for Ohio State. There, just because he's from Ohio, Ohio State has no, you know, why should they care?
Exactly. That's national recruiting, but it's a situation. I think Penn State took advantage of it, and, you know, it may be this Quinn Ewers will be the number one quarterback in college, but for Penn State to get a Drew Aller, that's not so bad. I think they did pretty well at quarterback. Let's move on, Dustin, take a look around. And you have listed in your notes the guy that you think is the most important commit in this class. Who is that and why?
Well, to me, when it comes to commitment, Nick Singleton, so important to me. I mean, I think symbolically, you know, getting him back from the clutches of Notre Dame has been huge, and it's been a big part of this hot streak that they're on. And you, not only that, I think, you know, at that point in time, you know, everybody had a list of maybe like five or six guys that Penn State wanted at the running back position. And I don't know if at any point really they would have been a favorite for any of those guys that were on their list. You know, publicly, I don't think, you know, if they weren't the favorite for Singleton, we didn't really know a ton, I think, about Catron Allen a few weeks ago even. But look at Omarion Hampton and George Pettaway and some of these other guys, Ramon Brown, who ended up committing, I think, to Virginia Tech. Penn State was in on all these guys, but it felt like, you know, the scenario was real where most of those guys, if not all of them, ended up going elsewhere. because North Carolina was the favorite for Hampton and Petaway and Virginia Tech for Ramon Brown. So getting Singleton was big to get a running back on the board, and then you pair him with Catron Allen, and you've seen what they've been able to do since then. Only fed into the momentum, I think, on multiple fronts, getting Singleton. Now, holding on to the commitment of Drew Shelton, I think, was another huge development as well.
Okay, can I tell you why you're wrong, Dusty?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I knew you would be looking for that. I still have to go with the quarterbacks as the most important commitment, and I'm making them as a pair. I just mentioned about Drew Aller. There's no doubt he was Mike Yurcich's guy. Yurcich really wanted him and was able to bring him in. Big-time guy, big-time arm. And I'm not eliminating Bo Prabula from being the guy either. So as a package, I'm offering you the two quarterbacks as the most important thing, because I think it's at quarterback that it's the position that Penn State hasn't necessarily gotten that elite guy, that special player. And I think both of those guys have a chance to be special.
And you got two shots at it. You got two lottery tickets instead of one. And I think not only that, what you're saying, but I mean, Drew Aller, I think, played some kind of role in keeping Caden Saunders on board. You know, Caden Saunders, it feels like a lifetime ago because so much has happened, but for a while, it looked like he was really set to explore his options, and whether it was coincidence or whether it was connected, Drew Aller coming on board as an Ohio quarterback. Caden Saunders is from Ohio. They've worked out at least a few times together. They seem to have a real chemistry and connection. I mean, I feel like that has played some kind of part in not losing Caden Saunders, who is, you know, probably has the single most dynamic skill of any player in this class with that speed and quickness of his.
Definitely, I agree. If you see some of the highlights of Saunders, very important. This is kind of fun playing this game here. Let's go to your sleeper pick, Dustin, among the commits on offense, and then I'll get the opportunity to tell you why you're wrong.
100%. I mean, there are a number of potential sleepers in this class. I really like the commitment of Tyler Johnson. I forget how he scored like 9 touchdowns in 4 or 5 games as a junior last year. And, you know, it was a year where a kid like him, who's not built crazy big or crazy fast or doesn't have a defined physical dimension that you're looking for in a wide receiver. It was a perfect year for him to continue slipping under the radar some, but he looked outstanding to me on film. Clearly, you know, he was on campus for an unofficial. He worked out for the Penn State coaches. That's when the offer came. I don't know what he did in those workouts, but to me, it suggested that everything you saw on film, which looked like an explosive, versatile, dynamic option as a wide receiver, it popped in the workout too. It made that film look even better to the Penn State coaching staff. And it was really just, I think, a matter of less than a week before they got him back and before he gave his commitment. I think he's a sleeper through and through. I know there are some other sleepers in this class too, but my expectation is that what he did as a junior is going to carry over into his senior season. He's going to do some things that make him so he's not a sleeper anymore. It's not going to be much longer, I think, before you can stop calling Tyler Johnson a sleeper, because he's going to get everybody's attention.
I'm going to offer up tight end Jerry Cross for a sleeper. It's almost to the day a year ago that he committed before visiting Penn State. He's been very solid with his commitment, even with a change at position coaches there. And I just see tight end listed at 6'6", 257. I love those dimensions for a tight end. All right, I win again there, I believe, Dustin. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Who do you have?
I love Keon Wiley. You know, I think he is, to me, is the epitome of a football player. I don't think he's played in his position, his future position, a whole lot, but I do expect that to change. I saw a kid on film who was decisive and physical, knew where he needed to get to on the field and how he needed to get there. Looked very instinctive to me. I saw fast, powerful hands, the ability to shed blocks. I mean, I think everything that you saw on film, mostly as a defensive end, will translate tremendously as a linebacker. And as he does that, just like I think with Tyler Johnson, as he does that for Imhotep, who, you know, that's a national brand as a high school in Philadelphia. As he does that, I think he's going to graduate from a 3-star into a 4-star as well. I think that, you know, Tyler Johnson is listed number 591 in the 24/7 composite. Keon Wiley's listed number 602. They're really side by side. I think both of these guys are real contenders to move up into 4-star rankings because they're going to get a little bit more notoriety. Keon Wiley's going to validate his skills as a linebacker. He's going to have a destructive, productive season for him, Imhotep, and all doubts about how he translates to his future position, they're going to be put to rest. And when he does that, it's going to be some of the last remaining questions about him as a football player.
I'm just going to concede on that side of the ball and give you the win, Dustin, because I think you need a win. And I want to move on.
How gracious of you.
You know what, Dustin? Most people around me, they think of me, that's the first word that comes to their mind, gracious. Let's move on. I want to talk about another topic you had in your notes, which is these toolsy prove-it guys. We talked about some of the guys at the high end, easier to talk about, but there's several of these guys. Some of them are 3-stars. Some of them are 4-stars also. But they may not have been high in the national ranking, but as opposed to the last couple classes, you got the sense that these were still Plan A guys at Penn State. Tell me some of these guys that you would call toolsy and why you like them so much.
And I think the guys I have on my personal list are on all types of areas on the spectrum when it comes to recognized versus not recognized, underrated versus, you know, rated properly. Tyrese Fearsbury, the Fearsbury from Pittsburgh, twitchy, physical, fast, first step, explosive player, but he's 210 pounds. And there's a variable in his development. I don't think a very big variable, but when he gets to 240, 250, he's going to be a tremendous player. Keon on Wiley, I just laid out for him. I mean, all his skills that he's shown at defensive end are going to translate perfectly, I think, as a linebacker. Zane Durant, he's 6'1". He's 250 pounds. He has made the move up from linebacker, fullback to defensive tackle type. You're never going to have a consensus on him because he still has to grow into 285, 290 before you can dream of him playing that position at the next level. Caleb Artist from Queens, 6'4", 290. I think he's going to be 320, 330 pounds. Long, big, physical, strong. Malik McNeil, tremendous athlete at 6'7", 300. Still needs to prove it on the field, but I think he'll do that. And Tyrese Mills, you know, 6'2", 205. Penn State getting safeties from Lackawanna. There's some good history there. I think he's the next one, but he just didn't get a lot of exposure last year. There's a variables, but they're not, to me, variables that will sway me from thinking these guys are going to be good players.
I love those kind of recruits who do have some special abilities, and whatever their negative is, those things can be fixed. Dustin, that's going to have to be it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.